Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss whether we prefer to finger or be fingered, the Amazing Race finale coming tomorrow, how Black Mirror's Ashley O saved pop music, and we do a deep dive into Taylor Swift's new era and single. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Good day.
Good day.
Tips hat to faggot.
Is that all you're tipping today? What else are you tipping?
Oh, baby, direction? just the tip. Wow. Just the tip.
Great.
Now, are you big into fingering?
Being fingered or doing the fingering?
Would you rather be fingered or fingered someone?
I would rather be fingered.
Wow.
Yeah, because there, let me tell you why. Because I feel like I am pretty confident about what's going on inside of me. And okay. And so if I want to partake in any fingering, if it were me getting fingered, I know whether or not to say, come on in, or please pause.
Or the barn door is closed.
Where the barn door is closed. Meanwhile, you know, I know what I'm getting myself into. If you play in the sewer, you're bound to play in some mud. I know that's the situation. But
that ain't mud on your bed.
That ain't mud. What I'm saying is, you know, I like being in charge of whether or not somebody's going to play in the sewer, because I know what I want to go down.
Because you know if it's laundry day or something.
Right.
Is it kind of like...
Same question to you.
Is it kind of like when you go to a haunted house,
Jesus,
and you like put your hand in behind one of the, like, there's like holes on the wall, and you're like feeling peeled grapes, and you're supposed to be like, ooh, is that eyeballs? And then like the next one over you put in, and it's like cold spaghetti, and you're like, ooh, what is this? Witch's hair?
It is exactly like that, because I stuff my ass with spaghetti before anybody comes over. Most guys, maybe they'll douche for like a solid chunk of time. I will just keep stuffing my hole with spaghetti.
Well, I lean more toward candy corn because trick or treat.
And then when they question it, I say, well, you didn't say to not put spaghetti up my ass, so what?
There's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti.
When they ask me, what is this? I say, it's mom's spaghetti. And then they keep digging and they find one big meatball. I say you may think it's a meatball, but that's no meatball, honey.
Speaking of mom's spaghetti, I almost texted your mom today.
Oh, what?
I was going to ask her if she knew what time you were born.
I think 8:27 p.m.
Okay.
I think
I was going to read your whole chart.
Well, if you need to know about my whole chart, it's filled with mom's spaghetti.
I was a little bored at work. Sometimes we do like big, long meetings, and it's just like a lot of listening. And I still to this day don't understand why people still do that or teachers still do that, because aren't there all these studies that are like, kids can only pay attention for 4 minutes?
Well, I sure know that you never listen to me, so.
That's, girl, I have these noise-canceling headphones on for a reason, and you're the noise I'm trying to cancel. Yeah.
Love that.
No, I'm just guessing what you're mouthing at me. No, so anyways, I was sitting there at work, and I thought, well, I guess a good use of my time right now would be to read Tyler's entire birth chart.
Well, you do seem like you're busy. You seem like you're not going to be fired anytime
soon.
Well,
listen, I just thought, let's see the way this cookie crumbles.
Well,
Why does your dumb brain work the way it works?
I wish you wouldn't stray from the topic at hand, because speaking of topic at hand...
Do you want to finger?
Yeah, do you want to be fingered or do you want to do the fingering?
I would rather do the fingerling potatoes.
Sounds like we're a perfect match for my perfect snatch.
Bend over, honey.
Do you use a strategy like double clicking a mouse, or is it?
To be fair, I don't do a lot of fingering. We were talking about this in my friend group, and my true preference is not to finger or be fingered. Mm. I just think, who's got time? You don't know how long someone's nails are. They might scratch.
Yeah, that's another thing. I know my finger situation, like my nails.
Well, knowing you, you're usually missing a few fingernails.
Honestly, not no. I blunt them. I pick them too short.
I feel like you are the type to like be fingering someone with a Band-Aid on your finger and lose the Band-Aid. And lose the Band-Aid.
No.
And then them all be like, well. And then them find a Pokemon Band-Aid in their...
Not... I can't
tomorrow,
whistle.
Tomorrow morning when they're checking for stuff.
Like they're going digging? No. The last thing I want is to find somebody's Band-Aid in my spaghetti.
Well, bitch... and we're talking every kind of spaghetti.
Do you think you could fill your hole with caramel and then make like a caramel apple?
Do you do the caramel first or the apple first?
Well, you have to relax.
Is it a green apple or a red apple?
Absolutely green. Or okay. You could do like those trick-or-treaters do and do a real trick and put a cebolla in your hole.
Oh, like a caramel-covered onion?
Yes. Thank you for translation.
You're welcome. Translation Nation Rhythm Nation Station.
Sure. Yeah, so if you need to try it out, maybe that's my next collab with somebody. Filling my asshole with caramel and then putting a impaled onion in my butthole.
I think they call it the caramel versus caramel challenge.
More like going into Cara hell.
No. Nope. You try.
Well, cool. Corey, this episode comes out a day before the finale of The Amazing Race, correct?
Oh, fuck.
Wow. We have made it to the finale, our second time getting to the final leg of The Amazing Race. What kind of final leg? This is, well, how do I put this? Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's like a double episode, right?
Yeah, so I mean, at least we made it to finale night. Who knows if we'll make it to the second hour?
Correct. So tomorrow night, there's four teams going into it. At the end of the first hour, it'll be down to the three teams, but you basically get a two-hour finale. We'll see if we make it through the first episode. Hopefully we do. And then if we make it all the way, another $1 million on the line. This time, will we fumble the ball? Who knows?
I'll fumble your balls, baby.
Jesus Christ. Corey, after this, not to give away anything.
I love that you're diving right into The Amazing Race 7 minutes into this.
Well, why not? I wanted to talk about it.
Let's go talk about it.
We've made it to the final episode. I'm going to keep calling it the final episode because it's the last,
last
2 hours. Given that they've done All-Stars... in the past, this is kind of an all-star season. Everyone gets asked, would you ever come back for another chance? Without giving it away, so maybe we win, maybe we don't, would you come back for another race? Meaning maybe a possible all-winner season if we did win, or another all-star season if we didn't win, whatever it might be, not giving away what happens on the final episode of the season. But would you ever want to do the race again?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, you.
Have you met me?
I know. I knew you would go like in a second, right?
Yeah. I will say, maybe I won't say, because I don't, when's this episode coming out? I don't want to give anything away.
It comes out the day before the finale.
I know. Of course I would do it again. Oh. I would do it in a heartbeat.
I feel you'd be ready to.
I have dreams about the race. I have dreams about Survivor. I have dreams about Big Brother all the time.
I had a crazy race dream, and I never have race dreams, the other night. And you said there was the same night you tweeted that you had a Survivor dream.
Really?
Yeah.
My Survivor dream was so fucking real. I was pissed when I woke up. I thought, well, they're back to my boring life, another summer alone.
Okay, great. I would love to, I think my next thing that I want to watch, I want to take a break from racing for a minute. Maybe I'd take like a 15-year break like Colin and Christy
yeah,
did.
Yeah, I mean, Colin and Christy took 15 years off. So listen, you can do whatever you want to do.
And who knows? Maybe they'll do an all-winter season earlier. Maybe, and that would make us need to go. Who knows if we want? Blah, 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 blah. But I would sooner rather just watch you on Big Brother or Survivor. I think you are ready to go do another.
I mean, listen, I'm not getting any younger.
I'm putting it out there, though. I think the people want to watch. The people want to see. Everything about us that people don't really get to see on the show that really happened behind the scenes is a lot of social game. I think that we really... not, and it's not really something that, like... it wasn't game to us because it's like we just were ourselves. But I think our who we are normally benefited us a lot in the race, and you don't really see it because we got along with so many people on like a very personal level that I think you would really thrive and survive, no pun intended, on Survivor or Big Brother.
Well, shit. Thanks for putting that out into the world.
Listen, I want to see it.
I mean, so many of the things I guess we've talked about on the podcast in the last 4 years, people tell us all the time come true. So, I mean, I guess this is our secret. Should we change the name of Psychobabble to The Cycle Secret?
It's like The Cycle Secret? Now, before we talk about anything else, I gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Hims. Did you know that 66% of men lose their hair by age 35? And the thing is, when they start to notice hair loss, it's already kind of too late. It's easier to keep the hair that you have than it is to replace the hair that you've lost. So if you're worried about that, if you feel like that's something that might be on your horizon, there is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, and all for men. And that is forhims.com, forhims.com. Here is the deal. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat your hair loss. It's got well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. It's not like crazy, weird, over-the-counter supplements that you can't really trust. It's real stuff that is backed by science. There's no waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits. You can save hours by just going to forhims.com, forhims.com. It's super easy. You just answer a few quick questions and a doctor is going to review and prescribe you what you need. And then everything that you get is shipped directly to your front door. So y'all know we don't talk about anything without giving you guys the hookup. So Psychobabble listeners are getting a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. Just see the website for full details and safety information. This would probably cost like hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor or to a pharmacy. All you gotta do is go to forhims.com/man. Forhims.com/man for just $5 today. Thank you, Hims, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. Now back to the gossip.
Going on what you were saying about social game, I don't know if you watched the Netherlands episode yet, but at the start of it, there was a clip of you and I talking about the social game that we played and about befriending everyone to make sure that we didn't get you turned a second time. And I was glad they actually allowed us to kind of like speak to that because I think it was such a big part of how we raced the second time around that they didn't really show. And with there only being five teams left in the Netherlands episode, you really kind of saw us working with Colin and Christy finally, which is something we had done the entire race. And it just didn't really get highlighted until later in the game just because there's so few teams.
So, Corey, if we win tomorrow, what are you spending your $1 million on?
But you know I'm so boring. I would, like, just put it in the bank and look at it.
Love that. Love that. I've been doing, like, press interviews, and they're like, so, if you win the million, I'm like, well, first of all, you don't win a million because you split it halfway with your partner, and it's split with taxes. So, at that point, I'm just investing if I won. And they're like, oh, cool.
Part of me was like, I've got some tattoos that I want to get. Should I put some money toward? And I'm acting like if that's going to, that would be so cheap. It'd be like $200.
You know what I just did that I had always grown up wanting to do this, but I was like, oh, I'm too poor. And then I finally did it yesterday. I did the thing that I was like, I always want to do someday. That's my goal. I want to make enough money to go do that. I changed my metal cavity fillings to non-metal.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I went into the dentist and I put down a chunk of money because I always hated seeing the like metal in my mouth, and now there's no more metal.
You had cavities?
Yes, bitch. Okay, I had a dirty mouth. I think I had a dentist that was mean and lied to my parents about what my mouth was up to.
I never had a cavity.
Well, I grew up with a lot of cavities, and so then I, with all my like middle school cavities up until like today, I've had a full like metal mouth, and so I finally went into the doctor or the dentist.
You're all off TSA. Shit with your metal mouth.
Yes, ma'am. I couldn't even chew on a tinfoil without shocking myself.
I always feel like, was that like a trope in movies and shit of like people with cavities being dared to bite tinfoil?
I don't know. But
for you European listeners, aluminium foil. Aluminium foil. I think they just,
I had to go into the dentist, and they numbed every side of my mouth because I had one.
Well,
in every...
I hope so with all the cavities you have.
Okay. And so when I left, my whole face was numb. I couldn't feel
your
anything.
Whole face.
My whole face. But I was right by a Chipotle, so I was like, well, while I'm here, I might as well go get some Chipotle to bring home for later, for when my mouth is not numb anymore, because you're not supposed to eat because you might bite your tongue. Anyway, so I go in there and I didn't even think, but then I had to order and I was like, is what I sounded like. And she gave me a look like, excuse me, ma'am. That's all.
And did you type it out on your phone? It's 2019, babe.
No, I was like, I just went to the dentist. And that was that. But I wanted
to
get my
Chipotle. Did you lick your dentist's finger while he shot up your mouth?
No. I have two hot gay dentists. Well,
did they tag team?
I don't really know what. Yeah, I don't really know how it works because one's the dentist and one's the assistant. I don't really know what their
one held out. One held out your tongue and the other fisted your mouth cavity hole.
Something like that. What I love about my dentist is he lets me put on whatever I want to listen to. So I put on that new Ashley.
Really?
O's. Yeah, I put on the Ashley O song.
Bitch, I don't want to hear you appreciating a pop culture song that goes with a pop culture show that you didn't watch.
I just watched the Black Mirror episode last night. Thank you.
Well, let me just tell you, I was pretty disappointed with all three of these new Black Mirror episodes.
Oh, well, I haven't seen the other two, so no spoilers. But I did like the song, On a Roll.
Yeah, I loved it. Like they're playing it within like 2 seconds of the episode starting, and I was into it.
I heard that it charted on Billboard, and with that, she's like the first artist to ever chart under three different personas.
Oh,
because of Miley Cyrus and Hannah Montana, and
you don't got to explain it to me.
Well, I'm Ashley O. You know, I love it. I think it's a bop.
Ashley O, cool.
You know what, bitch.
I went on a date this week and, we went to, he was all, should we get dinner? And I was all, a dinner? We should get a drink and then decide if we're going to have dinner.
Wow. You're that girl. Non-committal.
Bitch, dinner is a big step for a first date.
That's like when I went to Disneyland for a first date with the 3-hour drive on the way there.
You've made a lot of stupid decisions.
I've learned my lesson. So you went and got drinks. What happened? Wait,
and then drinks went well. So then we went and got dinner and I was like, let's just head over to this restaurant in my neighborhood. And I was like, I don't know. We don't have a reservation, but we can see if we can get in. So we walked in and he was all, do you have a table for a hungry walk-in? And I said, I didn't know you knew my drag name.
Ew. Not hungry walk-in. Hungry walk-in.
You don't like the drag name? Hungry walk-in.
Is it walk-in like Christopher Walken?
Absolutely.
Hungry walk-in.
I mean, listen, he laughed. So
I, you know what? Maybe you are charming or something.
I didn't know you knew my drag name.
Hungry walk-in.
Come from the house of walk-in, baby.
Baby. So are you going to see this man again?
Yes. I will.
Cool. Was it a first date?
Yes, wow. It was. Why I made him get drinks and then dinner.
Oh, how'd you guys meet?
Well, it was a person that I had a crush on at the gym. Mm.
Wow.
And I always thought, well, you know what? You're not getting any younger.
I agree.
Do you know the best? You know the best part about the date? Mm. He doesn't already have another boyfriend.
Love that. So he's available-ish. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I was walking out of CVS the other day, And
no, not my Walgreens competitor.
Okay, well, that's where I go. And I smiled at a cute guy. And because, I don't know, like, I'm a friendly person. But it wasn't like I wasn't like doing like eyebrows and like...
Were you all... Did you lick your lips?
I didn't lick my molar or anything. Anyway, so then I'm walking down the street and I feel a tap on my shoulder. He had followed me out.
No.
Yes. He had followed me out and said, hey... And I took my headphone out, and I was like, hi. And like, I don't think I did anything wrong, per se, but maybe I, like, let him on with a smile. I don't know. I don't think it was, like, a too forward of a smile. Anyway, so he was, like, chit-chatting it up, and he was very nervous, and I thought, well, this is very brave of somebody to do. Like, I thought that was very forward and good for him. And then he's like, well, would you like to grab a coffee sometime? And I was like, well, so I said...
Was he cute?
He was cute, but I said, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend, I didn't mean to, like, lead you on in any way, and he goes, oh, I understand, blah, 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 and he was like, well, it was nice to meet you, and I said, it was nice to meet you, and I walked away, and we walked the other way, and I thought, oh my god, that took a lot of chutzpah to go do,
sometimes I walk by a cute boy in the street, and I smile at him, and then when I get, like, two steps away, I turn around. And even in the few times when they've also turned back around, it's not like I stop and then go chase them down. I just think, well, maybe someday I'll cross your path again.
I feel like rule of thumb should be if you smile at each other and then you walk the other way and then you turn around and you're both turning around looking at each other, that is free reign for one of you to...
Maybe I should start waving.
Stop somebody or wave or be or take a do a thing, like make your move. I think that
blow a kiss.
Yeah. Well, no, not blow a kiss. My God.
Wink.
Not wink. No. Lick your braces, maybe at most.
Poke yourself in the eye.
Well, yeah, all the things that I think men look for. Yeah, poke yourself in the
eye. Do the, like, tongue in the cheek, like, blowjob motion.
Yeah, with your hand next to it, like, oh.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, pull a banana out of your backpack and deep throat it.
Sure.
If she's got that talent.
Sure. Maybe do the, what's that?
Bump. Do the Cupid
bump,
shuffle.
Bump, 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 jump on it. Jump out. Yeah, the Cupid shuffle, baby.
Not that jump on it song.
Yeah, maybe, all those things will work if you both look at each other. Well, if you're at home thinking how to flirt with someone, that's it. You're welcome.
Wow. I guess you're welcome for the tips and the tricks.
And now a word from our sponsor. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Dave.com. If you're anything like me, you're probably not paying super close attention to your bank account balance. And the moment you see you're going to be overdrawn, it's too late. So you end up spending $37 on a cup of coffee thanks to the bank fees. Introducing the Dave app, putting an end to overdraft fees for good. Dave is the number one budgeting app in America because it saves you from overdraft fees, tells you about your upcoming bills, and can advance you $75 from your next paycheck with no credit check and no interest. Get the Dave app, and for just $1 per month, $12 a year, which is way less than an overdraft fee, and you'll never have to pay one again. Dave will help you budget for upcoming expenses, text you if you're spending too much, and if you need cash fast, advance you $75 in just 90 seconds. 3 million people already use Dave to save up to $1,000 a year in overdraft fees. That's why it's the number one budgeting app in the App Store. So, y'all know we don't talk about something without giving you guys the hookup. You can go to dave.com/psychobabble. It really helps the show if you let them know that you heard about them through us. You can download Dave there, and you will never pay another overdraft fee again. It's immediate savings. Now, go to dave.com/psychobabble, spelled dave.com/psychobabble. Thank you, Dave, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. Now back to the gossip. Corey, what did you do this past weekend? I went to New York City.
Okay, brag.
Well, I wanted to one-up you before you could even begin.
I took a big, long 3-hour nap on both Saturday and Sunday.
I thought you were going to say, I took a big long shit. I was like, okay, can we not do that?
Would I ever say we took a big long shit?
We? Who are you shitting with?
Either whoever I want to poop back and forth with, sis.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. Because you know when you mean poop back and forth, it's like pushing a dildo back out of you into somebody else and they push it into you. Anyway, so you took a big long nap. Okay, cool.
Yeah, well, listen, I was going to say, I think I was still had at that point, I was still recovering from the ride and catching up on sleep from doing the ALC ride. Mm. But I wanted to tell you that I ran into this guy who also did the ALC ride, and he was all, oh, I remember seeing you on the ride. I'm pretty sure you were checking me out.
Were you?
And then I had to go to his Instagram, and I realized I was checking out his boyfriend. And I thought, well, he was cute too. But when I recalled the situation, I definitely know I was checking out his boyfriend.
Well, did you correct him? Did you let him know?
And say, I was checking out your boyfriend? I mean,
oh my God.
As much as I want a boyfriend who doesn't have a boyfriend, I mean, they could get it.
No, yeah, we're actually steering clear of you dating couples, so let's not do that.
Thank you. I know. Listen, bitch, she's on to bigger and better things. I don't know ever what whatever's going on in the world cosmically right now, but I have just attracted some attractive men.
Well, I love that for you. I went out dancing on Friday night.
No, not out dancing.
I went out dancing with all the girls on Friday night, and everyone was there, and so many people came up to me saying, where's Corey?
Oh, good. I said, anyone cute? Anyone single?
Yeah, a lot of cute people. A lot of, maybe, I don't know if they're single or not. I don't know. I don't keep track.
Maybe they're on an in-between goal.
Maybe. It's a possibility.
Should we talk about the new Taylor Swift song?
Well, I kind of have a story to say about it.
Was it that you turned down the opportunity to appear in the video?
Yup, that's it. No, I was at Stonewall the other night for a benefit. And it was like Gavin Creel from Broadway.
Gavin DeGraw.
Not Gavin DeGraw. Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Sarah Bareilles, who I sent you a video. I was like, oh my God, you'll never guess who's here. Sarah Bareilles.
Well, listen.
You're number one. Mm-hmm. She really, everyone was like looking around like, oh my God, she's good. And everyone in our little area was like, wait, she sounds just like she is on the radio. Like identical, perfect pitch, perfect sound, perfect everything.
I will say when I saw her concert back in March and I went with our friend Millie, who you know, we were both like, this is the best she's ever sounded. And like, she's always sounded great and she always has an incredible voice. But even Millie and I kind of looked at each other and we were like, I know she hasn't put out an album in a while, and I know she's been doing a lot of Broadway stuff, but like, what kind of vocal lessons has she been taking? Because she sounded incredible on every track. Every pitch was perfect. Every note was there. So yeah, maybe she's just really feeling her oats.
Well, speaking of Sarah Bareilles, before we move on to Taylor Swift, did you see Colleen and Todrick are both going to be in Waitress?
Yeah, and So all the kids were tweeting at me when it was announced that Colleen was going to be in Waitress, and I thought she was playing the lead role. And then I saw her Instagram the other day and saw that she's playing Dawn, which is fine. Still very exciting. Still very proud of her.
Dawn is...
the one that... what's her name? Played when you and I saw it.
Did she date the weirdo?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, cool, cool.
The kooky guy.
So... Colleen and Todrick, if they're going to be at the same time, are going to be like the kooky couple?
Oh, I guess so.
I guess.
I mean, Todrick must be playing the kooky guy and
what's
not
his name?
The
Ogie?
Old man.
Opie?
Yes.
Odie?
And he must be playing Ogie and not the old man and not the cook. Unless he's the head cook.
Maybe. Who knows? I don't know. I will definitely want to go see it. But, back to Stonewall. So, Sarah Bareilles sang... And then the big surprise of the night was Miss Taylor Swift came out. And it was the day that she came out with her new song. So I was assuming she would sing the new song, but she didn't. She did...
Mean.
No. What's that song?
Shake It Off.
Shake It Off, maybe. Yeah, she did Shake It Off. It was fun. It was good. It was cool. But like is this era for her, is she going to come out? Or what's the deal? What's going on here?
You think?
Well, her whole shtick is like loving and supporting the gays right now. Is that the music video for the new song and Shade Never Made Anyone Less Gay? I don't know. And people are saying because her hair was dyed the colors of the bi flag, people are saying maybe that was her subtle way of coming out as bi. I don't know.
I didn't see all that deep dive. One of our friends sent me a text this morning, which is like a master Tumblr like expose of trying to say that Taylor was dating Karlie Kloss. I didn't have the opportunity yet to dive into it today, but I thought this is definitely something I want to research because you know I love a conspiracy theory. But I also was like, is this just like Larry all over again, but now with Kaler, or I don't know, are they calling it Kaler or Tarly?
How do you feel about Taylor having this era be all queer, or like this music video or this release of this single to be like her queer championing moment.
The funny thing is, it really, I don't think it bothered me as much as it's seemed to have bothered a lot of other people. I saw other people tweeting and kind of like going off, and I think her intentions were in a good place. Like, it's not like she made a music video like Bad Blood where it was like all of her girlfriends and her like making a prideful song about them. Like, I thought she tapped some really cool, unique voices in the LGBTQ plus community. And I think that's a great opportunity to give a lot of those people, time to shine. And she like linked all of them in the YouTube video and everything. So, I mean, I think she was doing the right thing and supporting those people and letting them be a part of the video and that sort of thing, if it was her message. The only real problem I had, and it wasn't even like that big of a problem, I didn't love the "Shade never made anyone less gay" kind of line, and even the way that was incorporated in the video, it's like making signs and like saying really hateful thing at pride parades. Like, that to me is like more than shade. That's not like just like
it's the pinnacle shade of somebody not understanding the word shade. Like, shade is like something is like can be between friends. It's like something you say shady. When somebody makes a sign and they're the Westboro Baptist Church, that's not like, shady. That's not shade.
Fags like, go to hell. Like, that's bullying and it's hate speech.
Maybe it's just, you know, a moment in this moment in pop culture where that's heavy use of vernacular, and she wanted to include it in the song, and she thought it could work in that way. I don't think it's like the worst thing she could have done. I just thought it was like, well, that's not what that is, but okay, I get what you're trying to say and do.
That's what I said. And that was honestly that was the only one that I was like, maybe that's a reach. Like, maybe there was a better lyric there, but no, I didn't. I liked the song. I liked the video.
It gave me the same feeling as Spelling Is Fun. So I was like, okay.
Well, no, nothing's given me the Spelling Is Fun feeling. But I liked the song. I loved the video. I loved seeing Hannah in the video. I loved seeing...
Yeah, we had so many friends in the video. I loved that.
Right. I thought Todrick looked great in the video. I loved seeing Laverne Cox in the video. Like, it was cute. I thought it was well done. Literally my only problem. I was like, that's a reach if you're going to say like hate speech is shade.
I will say some people are commenting on it. I'm not saying this is my position or what we think, but some people are commenting on it saying that it's using queer people as kind of props in her attempt to be an ally, and then some people are saying that the finale of her and Katy Perry having this coming together moment, it's as if like the plot was all about these queer people until the finale was about the real plot line was these straight cis women coming together in peace. I don't care that much about all of it. I think it can be fun and playful, and I think Katie being in it was fun and playful, and I think them being dressed as what they were, the fries and the hamburger, was fun and playful, and I think she gave a shout out to, you know, the Equality Act, and she wants everyone to sign the petition, and apparently everyone's donating to GLAAD because of the music video and the lyrics. So it's like all of it is a net win, and all of these queer people are getting a spotlight. So like, I'm cool with it all. I think it's a little clumsy at times, but like I don't care. It's not a little clunky. It's a net win.
Yeah, I agree. If it didn't have the change.org petition behind it, if it didn't have the references to GLAAD that were kind of raising money, I could maybe see where some of the people were coming from. But no, I mean, overall, I was fine with it. And it's a much, much better song than me, in my opinion.
Yeah, I dig it.
And I've been listening to it pretty regularly. So that she loves it.
She loves it. Corey, I think we're at 30 minutes. I think it's time to get going.
I know. Is there anything else you wanted to say? Any other like wishes you wish to make?
No, not really. I hope everyone enjoys the finale tomorrow. Hopefully we make it all the way to the last hour. Hopefully we make it and are $1 million richer. If not, who knows? Who cares?
Who knows?
Who knows? Who cares?
Thanks for watching all season long.
Yeah.
And if you didn't watch all season long, then go fucking watch it.
Oh, okay.
Killed a child.
Oh my God. I haven't seen the episode in the Netherlands yet, but everyone was tweeting that we almost impaled a child through the face.
I saw a lot of people were like, you almost killed that baby. And then I kept thinking, did we almost kill a baby? And then I watched it and I was like, that kid's at least 8 years old. Also, not that he deserves to die, but that's a big difference between a baby.
Yeah. And almost like a baby almost walks in front of everybody's car every day. That doesn't mean that person almost killed him. It's like, if you're a parent, you should be watching where your child's face is and maybe not in my boat's way.
Yeah, the mom didn't even try to save the child until it was far, far too late.
Yeah, so whose fault is it really? Thank you.
Thank you.
I was mortified that they were going to include the man yelling at us and calling us idiots, but I haven't seen the clip, but I think we don't come across like that terrible. I think we tried to be polite to him.
It was great. He's all, what are you, idiots? And you say, I'm trying not to be.
That's my life.
It was very sweet.
Okay, well, I'll watch it and report back. But Corey, where can people...
They blurred his face.
Well, there's no world he's going to sign a release. Corey, where can people find you?
I am online at Corey Cool, and she's verified on Instagram now.
Wow, it's a big moment for you. Now you can do a swipe up.
I have two... Bitch, I have had the swipe up, so you can eat my ass.
And find some spaghetti and a meatball
if you're lucky.
Mom's spaghetti. I'm
at Corey Cool everywhere. KoreyKuhl.
And I'm Tyler Oakley, TylerOakley. Tweet along tomorrow for the finale. # team Tyler and Corey. I say we get it trending, y'all. Why not?
Let's do it, bitches.
Okay. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time. Later.